Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, Pastor Shei Osoyinbi, enjoy the Spirit.
Hallelujah. So this morning as I woke up, I had this in my spirit come out. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. And I was like, what is God saying? You cannot serve God and mammon. And I went to Luke chapter 16 verse 13. If you remember, the story is basically that of the unjust steward. Hallelujah. And we understand the lessons of the unjust steward, even though it was very difficult, when he said, make friends with the children of mammon. I just didn't understand what Jesus was trying to say. I felt that you should have said that we should be careful about them, that we don't learn their ways. Hallelujah. Well, here he said, make friends with the children of mammon. That after mammon has failed, they can receive you. Doesn't make sense. Then he now said this, you cannot serve God and mammon. What was the connection? The truth, I don't know what the connection is. But there is a connection. Hallelujah. But what I'm going to talk to us about this morning is basically, you cannot serve God and mammon. For emphasis, I want to explain to us that one of the major problems of firsthood is the issue of service. When you hear the word service, it is synonymous with worship. You hear what I say? When you say you are a servant to a person, worship is also implied. And the word serve also comes with the idea of obedience. Hallelujah. So if you look at the story, I'm not going to go into the story of the unjust steward, because like I told you, I don't know how they fit. Hallelujah. But when I know about it, I will let you know. Praise God. But the issue that Jesus wants us to look at today is this issue that we cannot and we should never serve both God and mammon. Now, people try to blend it. Oh, hallelujah. I pray I won't confuse you in the name of Jesus. It's a very delicate message to preach, because if you don't understand me, you are going to get into trouble. If you think I'm speaking about you not making money and you live a poor man's life, you alone will suffer it. You understand? You can misunderstand this message. It's very easy to misunderstand. Very, very easy. And I'm also very careful that I can also mispreach it. Because I may say something and you may think that was what I meant. Now, I'm not saying that money is a problem. Money is not a problem. Money is like any instrument that God has allowed humanity to use for exchange of goods and services. Is that okay? As long as we're in this realm, in a measure, we are going to need it. Praise God. But why will Jesus come and say, you can't serve God and mammon? Now, listen to me. The most powerful deity that competes with God on the same level is mammon. Are you with me? Men have worshipped Baal. Men have worshipped all kinds of fallen spirits. But none is as powerful that can arrest the soul of a man like mammon. I don't understand. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. There is what they call devotion. How many know about morning devotion? How many of you do morning devotion? What do you understand by morning devotion? Can you bear me out? You read your Bible and you pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Eh? and you follow it religiously. Now, if for any reason you don't do morning devotion, if anything happens, say, morning devotion, I missed it. God is warning me. A young girl came to me on Friday and said, Pastor, I can't wake up 5 a.m. I tried to wake up 5 a.m. and I can't wake up. And because I have 7 o'clock lectures, I have to rush out. And she was feeling very bad. I said, when do you sleep? I said, around 12. She said, there's no way on earth you can wake up 5 a.m. Because they told her that if you don't do morning devotion and you go out that day, God is not involved. And I said, when you come back from lectures, go and do your devotion. There is no law that says it must be in the morning or the night. Just do a devotion, have you? Yeah. Hallelujah. But what are we talking about devotion? We're talking about when you commit yourself to the principles and ideals of a God. Are you with me? God had issues with Israel. He said, you served your God, Molech. How did they serve Molech? They made a golden calf. Then they gave their children to pass through fire. And those were distasteful things to God. They are called abominations of God. Now you see, what you practice is based on what you were taught. You're a product of everything you learned. You're a product of what you learned. And so if they have taught you certain practices and you believe it and you practice it, then you are worshipping that thing. Now, you don't necessarily walk into idolatry by going to the babalawos. Many are in idolatry without necessarily knowing. They worship gods. How do they worship gods? By obeying their principles. When you follow certain principles, that's why I'm asking you, what principles are you following? What are you obeying? Now, many of us, instinctively, let me bring this down to what you can relate with. When you look at your bank account and your bank account is going down, what kind of feelings do you get? I don't know. It's not a rhetorical question, it's a real question. Praise God. I wish I can ask every one of you to get your opinions, but from my own perspective, when my account is going down, what I see is red. Now, this thing must not eat red. Once it gets to red, that means there's danger. Hallelujah. I'm exposed. If anything happens, there's nowhere to run to. Am I talking to you? But Jesus said, the way you walk in the kingdom is by giving. So you increase by losing. Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. Now, if you refuse to practice that principle, and you practice the principle of conservation, who have you obeyed? You have obeyed Mammon. For Mammon increases by grabbing, by gathering. But heaven increases by giving. So when you come to church and say, Pastor, I worship God, God will say, you're a liar. Mammon is the person you worship. Because gold controls your mind. You need deliverance from gold. Not the nearness, not the first earring is a gold. When you have gold in your hair, I treasure this gold. There are different levels of deliverance, so praise God. How many of us have lost answers before? Did you cry? That was God delivering you. Because a man's life does not consist in the abundance. These are eternal truths that until it sinks into your subconsciousness, is still not a truth. Until you come to the place where you practice it subconsciously, you have not come into truth. You can't serve God and mammon. Now, verse 14 says this. And the Pharisees, give me verse 14. Now the Pharisees who were covetous. Covetousness is inborn. We were born with it. I like that song. A born is a born. All of us were born covetous. How many growing up kids will you say, give me something and he will give? This thing will do like this. It's covetous. And they want more. You know the malady of Nigerian politicians is mammon. Look, they're closely I must judge that spirit. If they're going to be free from it. Because it doesn't make sense when you have stolen close to 20 billion naira. What are you going to do with it? You're just mad. In fact, you're not mad. You're a lunatic. In fact, I don't think you're a lunatic. I think you have no definition. You're a demon. Glory to God. We need to talk to them. These are things, and you see, it creeps into the church. A man of God said many years ago, he said, and because the church knew that we're running into economic crisis. It was prophesied that Nigeria was running into real serious economic crisis. And what the man of God said, when the price of things jumps up, you get more money. You don't understand what I've just said. Last year, this thing was 10 naira. Tomorrow is 20 naira. You know, you cannot afford the base of your salary. So you get more money. So you struggle more and get it. Who said you need it? You don't need it. Why will you kill yourself? This is an operation of the spirit of mammon in our souls. Why must you get a phone of 50,000 naira? How much do you earn? What do you need for a 50,000 naira phone for? This honestly doesn't make sense. All the functions of that phone, you cannot use it. Why must you kill yourself? Why must your parents suffer? Because you must buy a Samsung S6. Better wake up. Your worship is going somewhere else. Watch the way you spend your money. We will know where your allegiance is, the way your money goes. 1 Samuel chapter 7. Now, the men of that, just don't worry about, just fill the blank space, came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar, his son, to keep the ark of the Lord. Verse 2. And it came to pass while the ark abode in that place that the time was long. For it was 20 years. How can the ark of God be in somebody's house for 20 years and nothing happened? Something wasn't right somewhere. And you'll find why. For it was, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 3. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, if you do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, note, all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you and prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him wholly, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Next verse. Then the children of Israel did put away what? Baalim and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. These are the people of God. Samuel was in their midst. The ark of God was in their midst. But they were serving other gods. They were going to the temple every day to make sacrifices. But they were still serving other gods. They held on to the principles of those gods. They practiced the religious requirements of those gods. They did every other thing. And they also mixed it with that of God. There's something about this God that he doesn't like. He doesn't like mixture. That was the principle they explained to Israel. You cannot wear wool and wear cotton together. It doesn't work. The problem is not the clothing. The problem is the principle. It doesn't mix things. The fallen spirits can look because Chongo does not mind. You come to his temple. Now that you go from, you go to Yemoja, from Yemoja, go to Alobatala. Oh, guys, don't mind. But not this God that we serve. Is it that him or nothing? So ask yourself, What cultural things do you believe? In our, you can say, for example, you want to marry, or you have married, you're a sister, you've married. Because they wanted to do that with my wife. They say it's our culture that when a woman is coming in, you put her leg inside water before she enters. Are you with me? There are cultural things like that. And without you know, you are entering into covenants without you realizing it. I will know you the day you marry. Whether you submit to the gods that are beyond the river Jordan, you will serve this one that has brought you in. Many compromise. They serve those gods. They serve mammon. They love money. You cannot live in Lagos without loving money. Because money answers it all. So if you acquire money, I can guarantee you, anything you ask for, it will answer. But you must find a balance. That mammon does not become your Lord. It doesn't decide your decisions, it doesn't affect and influence your decisions. To the point that you push out God. What did Jesus Christ say about the Gentiles? So these are the things the Gentiles seek after. It's mammon. Mammon drives the nations of the world. The greatest, the most powerful God in this earth is mammon. Do you know that America, before they go to war, they do the economic analysis before they go? That's why they are not in Syria. Because there's nothing to gain. There's no oil in Syria. I don't know if that's making sense to you. When they do the mathematics, what do we stand to gain? Nothing. They will leave you alone. Kill yourself. The reason why they didn't let Nigeria go to war is the oil. Because if we go to war, and Nigeria's oil installations is scattered, the price of oil will drop to $1,000 a barrel. They would have shot themselves, not only in the food, they would shoot themselves in the head. So whatever it took, they had to remove Jonathan. That's what drives them. They don't love you. It's mammon that drives their soul. We can't come to that. We cannot live like that. A man's life does not consist in his abundance of what he owns. Don't value a man by what he owns. Value a man by how much of God he has. Let me finish with this scripture. Give me this scripture. 2 Chronicles 15. Verses 8 to 15, and I will end there. I just want, it is an exhortation. I don't know what God is, who God is speaking to. Maybe it's, whether it is me. And when Asa heard these words, Asa was going to war, he had all kinds of news and testimony. People were coming to fight him. But he had what it takes to fight. So he went to enter alliances with somebody with money, took money. And when the prophet came to him, he said, look, I have spent too much money to get this guy to come and fight for us. And the prophet said, listen to me, if you choose, because of your money, to still go to battle with those people, say, God will make you fall. He was looking at the economic consequences. I have spent too much. Listen to me, no matter how much money you spend in doing what is wrong, it is still wrong. You have to cut your losses and forget that money. So that's what the Bible says. He had to make a decision. And so the Bible says he obeyed the word of a prophet. And so he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and out of Simeon. For they all fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. When you put away strange gods, then you and I will begin to see the power of God. You will see the power of God. Isaiah said, the eyes of the Lord are not shut, they cannot see. His ears are not closed, they can't hear. He said, but your sins have separated you from me. What were the sins? They follow the ways of this world. The prince of the powers of darkness. I promise this will be the last verse, but let me quote the next one. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Say, whom the Can you read the first three verses? That's for the emphasis. First Corinthians, I'm reading from verse 1. I didn't say 7. Let a man so account of us as of what? The ministers of Christ. And stewards of what? The mysteries of God. The unjust steward was also what? A steward of earthly riches. Jesus Christ said, if you are not faithful on somebody else's, they can't hand over your own true riches. Your true riches are the mysteries, those oracles of God. Those oracles is what God has given to men as secrets that will make you a champion in the earth. Listen to me. The creation respond to the mysteries of God. They respond to the oracles of God. They are the technologies for dealing with this earth. Hallelujah. We don't need to be in Asurok before we control Asurok. They said of late this Badon strong man, Adedibu, he would just appear in the bedroom of Obasanjo. I can't hear. OBG say, ah, Baba, I'm going to go away. The Sheikh has a problem. Sheikh was saying, but don't disturb her. Baba could see, I found one guy, so I'm going to worry. I'll dig below. And he will leave again. The man is not president, but the man was really the president. Elisha operated like that. The church must come into certain operations. We don't need their silver and money. Elisha didn't need it. Even though three kings were at his beck and call, he didn't need their money. He said to his servant, what's that? Gehazi. So is this the time for you to be pursuing money and all this? Is this the time? There is time for everything. May you know the time. In the name of Jesus. So let a man so account us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. That is our calling. Custodians of the mysteries of God. Next verse. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be what? Found faithful. Verse 3. But within me, but with me, it's a very small thing. George, verse 4. That's the way I'm going. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not ever justified, but he that judgeth me is what? Is the Lord. I pray the Lord will examine us, and the Lord will judge. Now the judgment is not to destroy us. The judgment is to expose whatever it is that is wrong with us, so that we can judge ourselves. The book of Revelation did not come into being until those people, after many rebukes in the closet, they did not hear. Jesus had to now send John to go and meet them publicly. Jesus will never embarrass you publicly. Not until he has talked with you in the secret. After consistent rebuke in the secret, our disgrace is later. I don't know whether I'm making sense to you. That's how he operates. And after that one, you don't hear that your case. There's no hope. But that will not be our case in Jesus' name. I want us to bow our heads and talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to examine me. Like the psalmist said, if there's wickedness in my heart, what do you love? Many love pleasure. So there will be people who will love pleasure more than God. You can't love pleasure and love God. They don't mix. You can't love mammon and love God. They don't mix. One must be preferred above the other. I want you to ask the Lord of heaven to help you, so that your priorities in life will be put in proper order. That the Lord will help you rearrange your priorities. We need our priorities to be properly arranged. Where are we placing the emphasis? What are the principles we are following in the earth? What is driving us? What is defining us? If only in this world we have hope, we have all men most miserable. I don't want to be a miserable person. Truth is not truth until you begin to practice it. That's why we said, Lord, lead us into your truth, for your word is truth. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. You said we will love one and hate the other. We ask that our hearts will be drawn to you. We pray that every marriage we have with the world and with mammon will be dissolved. The hold they have on our hearts, we command them to break in the name of Jesus. Every allegiance we may have professed by actions, by thoughts, we judge it. And we command a change of allegiance this day as we commit and bind our souls to that of Jesus. That we declare that He alone will be Lord. He alone we shall serve. Not any other. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us. Deliver us, we pray, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Make these things clear. Let us know where these things affect us so that we can change. Let your name be magnified. Because we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's grace, your grace. I'm nothing without you.
We hope that you have been richly blessed by this message. God demands that we not only be hearers but doers of the word. We implore you to put these teachings to practice. Perhaps you have a question running through your mind in the course of the message. Forward it directly to pastor's email, pgtchurch@gmail.com. We desire to have you join one of our meetings, School of Dialysis, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Governmental prayers, every Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday service, 9 a.m. at Power and Glory Tabernacle Auditorium, along Foot and South Gate Road, Akure. For more information about the ministry, log on to our website at www.pdtchurch.org or call 080-372-60299. Grace be with you. It's your grace.